Welcome to Mentor Matters. It's February 1st, 2019, and I'm your host, Ante Legarsik, with the City of Mentor Public Information Office. What is Mentor Matters? Well, the point of this podcast is to keep you up to date with topics of interest as they relate to the City of Mentor, Ohio. This week, we're going to hear from Ian Duncan, the head coach of the Mentor Icebreakers. The Icebreakers are an expansion team in the Class A Federal Hockey League and play their home games here at the Mentor Ice Arena. Let's hear what he had to say about progress that's being made during their inaugural season. All right, so Ian, tell us what your thoughts on how this team has come together.
You know what, it's been extraordinary 4 or 5 months coming, starting in August for me, August 6th, the first day I took over the general manager and coaching position, and having somewhere in the realm of 96 players through here to this date in mid-January or end of January here has been a little of a task, but at the same time, very rewarding. I'm so happy that I have the ownership group behind me 100%, and that they're giving me the realm to make cuts and mold this team, and we're trying to create a culture here, and I think we've started off in the right direction, even though, you know, you look at our record, it's not the best in the league, but I can guarantee it's one of the best places to play in this league.
Oh, you're right on the edge of the playoffs anyway, no?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we're only a couple games behind a couple teams, and if we can continue to get stronger as we are getting stronger, as we've shown in the record, after starting 0-6, we can get that fourth spot, and then whatever happens in the playoffs happens. All you have to do is get in.
Well, you got two months left in the season, right? So plenty of time to make up that space.
Yes.
So tell us about the fan support.
Fan support has been great. You know, sure, we're always in early season. We're fighting Ohio State football and Cleveland Browns, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sure, we'd love some more butts in the seats, as we like to say every day, but, you know, the fan support has been great. It's brand new. We had, you know, starting in August again, we are a little late to the dance. But we're working on that, and if we can continue to build the support through the school systems and reading at the libraries and just making great community relations and meeting people in the community. I love it out here. I'm a West Sider, and I really like Mentor. I'm here 6 days a week, so I've become to really enjoy the area, and the people here have just been fantastic, and people at the rink have just been great to work with. I'm looking forward to even putting a better product on the ice next year.
I'll tell you, over the last several months, you know, we've seen a lot of the players and yourself, you know, you've been out to the library, you've been making those public appearances and engaging with people in the community, and it's really made an impact. Are you seeing that gaining momentum over time?
Yeah, very much so. There's going to be different realms. We're not just going to be reading at the libraries or going to the schools. We've reached out to the elderly community, and we want to start doing the buddy system where you go and hang out with an elderly person for an hour or two and just talk sports or talk whatever's going on. If they're a hockey fan, let's talk hockey. If they just need somebody to talk to or watch a show with, we want to do that. The, you know, delivering the Meals on Wheels campaign kind of idea to the people of Mentor in the surrounding area, Lake County. It's something that we want to get more involved with, the youth hockey. We're getting out to the practices now and getting involved a little more, because I know growing up as a kid, a young boy, watching the Toronto Maple Leafs, I was able to practice at the Maple Leaf Gardens on Saturday mornings with the team I played for. And we would always watch the pro teams, the NHL teams, every Saturday morning practice. And it made me part of my dream. I wanted to play in the NHL, and these guys still have that dream, even though we're at the single A level.
Hey, so tell us, what can fans expect when they come see a game?
Well, you're going to see a lot of fast action. You're going to see hard hits. You're going to see maybe a fight or two. If it happens, it happens. Sometimes it needs to happen to protect our players. But at the same time, we're one of the most highly skilled teams in the league. I'm playing off of that, and no pun intended. I want them to be moving their feet, moving the puck, let the puck do the work. I've never seen a skater out skate a puck yet, and if I do, I want only 2% of your contract, because you'll be a multimillionaire if you can outskate a puck. So that's the biggest thing I try and relate to these guys, is moving the puck, let the puck do the work, support each other. We do everything together as a team. We're one big family here. Like I said before, we're creating a culture, and I think that you'll see that we're very receptive to the fans. The fans will see the players after the game. I try and get out to the lobby after the game and upstairs in the founders room before the game to introduce myself and say hi and then say thank you on the way home and hopefully with a win in our pocket. But the fans will see a high energy young men playing their hearts out, and it's a lot of fun action.
Cool. So what's this overall experience, what's it been like for you?
It's been rewarding, but at the same time, a lot of work. Like I said, I'm basically here 6 days a week, and I'm commuting from Avon Lake, so my wife hasn't seen me in about 6 months, so she's happy about that, I guess. No, but it's a lot of hard work. But again, it's something that we're trying to build here. We're not just a one and done. We're here for a long time. And my job here is to create this culture of positive energy, everything going forward. We're not looking back. We're going to learn from our mistakes, but we're not going to, you know, dwell on them. I'm a positive guy, and I think through hard work, you can achieve anything in the world that you want to. I've believed in that my whole life, and I tell these young men, amateurs work on things till they get it right, and professionals work on things until they don't get it wrong. So that's one thing I'm trying to instill in them. Continue to work on your game. Continue to work on your shot. Continue to work on the team aspect of the game, and you'll be a great teammate for the rest of your life on and off the ice.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking a moment to talk to us. If you want to learn more, go to www.mentoricebreakers.com.
Thanks to Ian for his time, and we wish him and the Icebreakers the best of luck in their playoff chase. We want to take the opportunity to let you know that the Lake County Council on Aging is seeking volunteers to help deliver hot meals to seniors as a part of their Meals on Wheels program. And it doesn't take a lot of time. You can work as little as 2 hours per week and impact the lives of 15 seniors. Read more about it in our news section at cityofmenor.com. Unemployment figures are in for the month of December. The unemployment rate in Menor has edged up to 4.2%. The rate in the county is at 4.6% and sits at 4.8% for the state of Ohio. Now that tax season is upon us, Ohioans are urged to watch out for scammers and to protect their personal information and refund dollars. The Attorney General's Office has received more than 130 reports of tax-related scams in January and have offered some tips. File your taxes as soon as possible and be sure to choose a reputable tax preparer. You're also going to want to protect any personal information. Also, consider the costs of any fast refunds. These refunds may be refund anticipation loans or checks and may involve substantial fees. And finally, they suggest that you be an informed consumer and smart shopper by spending any refund wisely or just saving it for later. Any consumers who suspect a scam or an unfair business practice should contact the Ohio Attorney General's Office at ohioprotects.org or by calling 800-282-0515. And you can get some additional information on this by visiting us at cityofmenor.com/news. We have a number of meetings scheduled in the coming week that you're going to want to know about. Menor City Council is going to meet this Tuesday, February 5th at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers. If you can't make it, you can watch live on Spectrum Channel 1024, UVerse Channel 99, or on the Menor Channel app for Roku, Apple, and Google Play. You can also watch a live stream on our YouTube channel. Do you like biking? Then join us on Wednesday, February 6th from 6:30 to 8 at the City Hall second floor conference room to help create the next Lake County bike map. The meeting is open to the public of all ages and is hosted by the City of Menor and NOAACA. Democracy Day also takes place on Wednesday, February 6th in Council Chambers at 6 p.m. It offers the public an opportunity to comment on the impact of political contributions of corporations, unions, PACs, and super PACs on the city. Any citizen of Mentor may attend and participate. Participation is limited to 5 minutes of comment per citizen. The unveiled art exhibit opening is taking place on Friday, February 8th at Mentor City Hall. Everyone's invited to the opening reception, which features the works of Dr. Ralph Hain and Pat Green. It's a great chance to view the exhibit and meet the artists. And finally, save the date for Menor Chill Out on February 23rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Menor Civic Center Park. This event features a full day of family fun as the grounds are transformed into a winter wonderland. You can find details at MenorChillOut.com. You can learn more about these and other happenings in the city of Menor by visiting the calendar page on our website. And that's going to do it for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ante Legarsic with the City of Menor, and I hope you'll join us again for Menor Matters. For all the ways you can connect with the City of Menor, please visit cityofmenor.com/connect. If you have any questions or comments, drop us a line at pubinfo@cityofmenor.com.